Holden, you may proceed.
Thank you for the break. Where we kind of left off before the break, we were talking about the statutory construction and what it all means. And I think it shouldn't be this difficult to figure out if this gentleman is a pedestrian. We shouldn't be trying so hard to read all of these statutes together to determine this.
Well, you know, can I interrupt you there for a moment? Because I'm not so sure it's that difficult. And if I can just take you through some of the statutory language and ask you to tell me when you think I'm misinterpreting the language that the legislature itself used. Obviously, we know if this plaintiff is a pedestrian, he's entitled to PIP benefits under Progressive's policy.
Agreed.
The definition of pedestrian is provided to us in the no-fault statute under Section H.
Agreed.
And the operative words in subsection H, to me, are, quote, vehicle propelled by other than muscular power, close quote. So far, we're together on that?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how, whether we call it a vehicle or a device, anything can be propelled by other than muscular power unless it has a motor.
Correct.
Okay, so if it's a vehicle, like you say it is, a motor vehicle is defined in the no-fault statute. We know that because in subsection J, the legislature went out of its way to define that phrase, correct?
Yes.
Yes,
it is defined.
Yes, and so the definition of motor vehicle in subsection J of the no-fault statute tells us that motor vehicle means a motor vehicle was defined in 3911. Well, automatically, we go to 3911. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go to 3911. 3911 defines motor vehicle as motor vehicle includes all vehicles propelled otherwise than by muscular power, comma, excepting dot, 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 low-speed electronic scooters. When we interpret those words in the definition of motor vehicle, we can then reasonably conclude that the low-speed electronic scooter is not a vehicle propelled by other than muscular power, correct?
That's where I disagree.
Tell me why.
Because motorcycles are vehicles propelled by a motor. Mopeds are propelled by a motor, and they are motor vehicles, and they are exempted from the statute.
But let me just interrupt you for a moment, please, with this. I understand that motorcycle riders are not entitled to PIP. I understand that commercial vehicles don't provide PIP benefits, et cetera. But the definition of motor vehicle has nothing to do with motorcycles, mopeds, commercial vehicles at all. It says in 3911, motor vehicle includes all vehicles except low-speed electronic scooters. You don't have to guess whether low-speed electronic scooters are motor vehicles because the legislature has told us that they're not.
Okay, but the legislature did not change the definition of pedestrian to say you have to be on or hit by a motor vehicle.
Correct.
It said a pedestrian. And by the way, 3911, as amended, did not change the definition of pedestrian. And that statute, which, as we've all heard many times, is a person afoot.
But we know that that definition does not apply here.
Right. So if that definition doesn't apply, then how does it go the other way and have motor vehicle definition apply?
Because
can you explain what you mean a little bit in a little more detail?
Okay. So you have 39.1 and following. That's section one. That's the motor vehicle code. That is guiding how we operate on the roadways. And then you have section two, which is no fault. And no fault is separate from that.
You mean subtitle, right? Subtitle one versus subtitle two?
Correct. And if you look at the no fault, it says a pedestrian, it has a very specific definition of pedestrian. Because we recognize that pedestrian can be something more than just a foot, bicycles, roller skates again. But it says vehicle, you have to look at that as the conjunctive that it is. propelled by other than muscular power.
Which I think we just established means motor vehicle.
But it doesn't say motor vehicle propelled by other than some,
what I'm trying to get to a reasonable interpretation of the words they use. I thought we just established that propelled by other than muscular power can only mean a motor. And if it's a vehicle, it has to then be a motor vehicle. If it's a motor vehicle, subsection J says
it can be other vehicles. Besides that,
it might very well be, but in this particular statute, J says a motor vehicle says go to 3911. And 3911 says motor vehicle for purposes of what a motor vehicle means in the no fault statute does not include a low speed electronic scooter. It's right in the statute.
Except that they didn't change the definition of pedestrian. They've never changed the definition.
They didn't have to. Because it says vehicle propelled by other than muscular power. It can only mean.
So it, by that logic, then, a vehicle that's propelled by other than muscular power means this is not a pedestrian, even though it may not be defined as a motor vehicle under 3911, because it's very specific. If you use a motor, you are not a pedestrian.
Can you explain a little bit more what you mean?
What I mean, Your Honor, is that if the statute is very clear. A pedestrian is someone who is operating a vehicle that is propelled by other than muscular power, something that doesn't involve muscular power. If you're using your muscular power, you're a pedestrian. If you're using something else, you're not a pedestrian.
Bicycles in.
Physical's in, non-physical out.
A bicycle is in.
Bicycle is in.
Scooter that's non-motorized
in
is a pedestrian.
Let me ask
you. And the case law makes a distinction between the motorized bikes when they're pedaling versus when they're not pedaling. So if your intent is to use it as a pedal device, you're in. If your intent under NUNAG is to use it by its motor, you're out. This is not a hybrid situation, and the trial court recognized that, and the appellate court recognized that. This is a very specific set of facts. This is a person who's using a device, a vehicle, whatever you want to call it, a low-speed electric scooter that can only move by operation of a motor.
Right. That's how come I said that we have to define what motor vehicle means.
But the word in the statute is vehicle. So it's a broader definition for pedestrian than just limiting it to motor vehicles as defined in.
And that's what 3911 says. It agrees with you. It says motor vehicles includes any vehicles. Just like you said, except low-speed electronic scooters.
But what is the purpose, Your Honor? What is the purpose? The purpose is to, are we going to register them like cars and motorcycles and trucks? No. As they amended the statute and as they added 39:4-1416, they were saying, we're encouraging this for environmental reasons, but we're not going to make you follow all of the rules related to motor vehicles. We're going to make you follow some of the rules.
That doesn't matter as to PIP coverage. If I'm living in your household and I'm a teenager and I get hurt as a pedestrian in a car accident case, some car hits me, I'm entitled to PIP because I'm living in your household. I'm a member of your household. So the plaintiff was an intended insured or beneficiary of the PIP benefits under your policy is irrelevant to the question that we have before us. When the legislature passed a statute in 2019 saying that people can use these low-speed electronic scooters on highways, they specifically told us what these things are. They said, go to 3911. Again, we return to 3911, and it says they're devices. And then in the same part of the statute, it says all vehicles, it says vehicles means every device except literally a low-speed electronic scooter.
I think that you're missing the point of that statute that defines them and how they're defined in the statute plaintiff relies on. It's a vehicle in some contexts and not in others. It is a vehicle for purposes of the motor vehicle open carry law under the federal government per that statute.
But under the no-fault statute, forget about 39:4-1416 and whether it should be equated to a bicycle. Under the no-fault statute, I'm interpreting what
Your
motor
Honor,
vehicle
is,
means.
This is not an argument that was made below, and it's not an argument.
Well, let me just address that for a second. We have an obligation to interpret the statute based on what the legislature intended, whether the lawyers make the argument or not. We can't say we're going to ignore the text of the statute if an argument wasn't raised. We have to look at the text, and the text says that low-speed electronic scooters are not vehicles for purposes of motor vehicle under a no-fault statute. How could we ignore the language that the legislature gave us?
And I did not mean to imply that that was not your role here. What I was about to say was that if you're going to look at that, then well, why didn't they amend the no-fault law and say, if you're riding one of these things, they could have put in, except if you're riding a bicycle or a low-speed electric vehicle.
They did amend the definitional section to exclude low-speed electronic scooters in the definition of motor vehicle and in the definition of vehicle and then the definition of low-speed electronic scooters after they passed the law in 2019 that said you can use these devices on highways. They didn't have to amend the no-fault statute because the plain text of the no-fault statute says vehicle propelled by other than muscular power, and clearly low-speed electronic scooters are propelled by other than muscular power.
So therefore, they fall into the definition, they are excluded from the definition of pedestrian because they did not change that. They did not say motor vehicles other than these. They said a vehicle, any vehicle that's propelled by something that's not your own muscle power.
So I take it your argument is, even if you don't define the scooter as a motor vehicle, it doesn't mean that the person using it is a pedestrian.
Correct.
And your point also is motor vehicle is precisely defined in 6A-2. And that, and only that, tells you to look at 39.1-1. Vehicle in section H doesn't send you back to the other definitional section.
Doesn't send you anywhere.
And by the way, we all appreciate that you are responding on the fly to an argument made for the first time today, and you're doing that quite nicely.
Thank you.
Again, it doesn't send subsection H doesn't send you back to 31:1-1, where there is another definition of pedestrian that's different from the definition of pedestrian in 6A-2, because the definition of pedestrian in 6A-2 is specific to no fault coverage, just like the definition of automobile and other terms in both definitional statutes that are not exactly the same.
I agree with that. And that's why I bootstrapped the argument that if that was what the legislature intended, then why didn't they do that and fix that dichotomy between the two groups of statutes?
And pedestrian is more broadly defined under the no-fault law than it is under Title 39, which says someone afoot, I think I have.
Right, because if that was the only definition here,
bicycles would be out.
Even the bicycles.
Everybody would be out, including bicycles. And the broader definition of the no-fault law could be considered an expression of the legislature's intent that that apply broadly.
Yes.
Can you help me understand how to interpret this phrase in 39.1.1 and specifically in that section of that statute that defines motor vehicle? It says motor vehicle includes all vehicles propelled otherwise than muscular power. When you read that together with H, which says vehicle propelled by other than muscular power, isn't a motor vehicle the same thing as vehicle as used in subsection H?
I don't think that's what they were trying to get at. I think they were trying to say we have different kinds of vehicles that we allow to be operated on the streets and highways in the state. We're going to regulate them in a certain way because the first part of the act is regulating traffic flow, provides for penalties for not obeying the rules and all of that. And then the second part is the insurance part, and we're going to insure different kinds of vehicles differently. And if you don't accept them, then they may be falling into the category of mopeds and motorcycles. So if you look at the legislative intent when they made them quote unquote bikes, they said we're not at this point making them be registered or insured.
So
I think that's where it's to get out. But now the legislature is saying, oh, maybe we need to rethink that. And we're going to change 2017:28-1.3. And we're going to change this statute about the low-speed vehicles to say we're going to register them and we're going to insure them. And now they would qualify because they would have their own policies that would provide that benefit.
if we were not to equate vehicles with motor vehicles, and instead we were just simply to say, we'd simply say vehicle propelled by other than muscular film, and not go to 39.1-1, but use Black's dictionary to define vehicle, would roller skates be a vehicle?
Yes, because you're using your own power.
So if I'm roller skating down the sidewalk and I get hit by a car, I'm intended to be dead?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to cover?
No, Your Honor. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Other questions? I'm sorry. Other questions, anyone?
No, thank you.
Thank you,
Counsel. Thank you all for your time. May it please the court, Chief Justices, I came here today on behalf of the New Jersey Defense Association to tell you that the public policy, you cannot expand the definition of pedestrian, not expecting all of the talk that we had for the last hour and a half. But I think it is important to address the public policy because it is a public policy issue. And when we address the public policy issue, we have to look to ACRA, which was enacted in 1998, which plaintiffs' counsel did discuss earlier. In 1998, the Automobile Insurance Cost Reduction Act was enacted in order to reduce the cost of insurance. By doing this, ACRA placed a focus on reducing and limiting mandatory PIP. As discussed by my colleagues, the definition of pedestrian has never been amended or expanded. The legislature has not attempted to change the definition of pedestrian, and we've talked back and forth about vehicle, motor vehicle, but one thing that has stayed true is the definition of pedestrian, and that is how Mr. Goyko is trying to attempt to get PIP benefits today as a pedestrian. In Solorzano, the appellate division actually took the analysis one step further and concluded they were addressing a motor scooter, that a motor scooter was akin to a motorcycle, which is not an automobile under no fault. The court specifically noted to extend PIP benefits to an operator of vehicles other than automobiles would obviously increase no fault premiums. The court then said that therefore the legislature has determined that non-automobiles would not share the benefit of PIP. That is what a low-speed electric scooter is, a non-automobile. That's what exactly what would happen here today. The automobile industry would be unable to quantify the amount of PIP payout to potential PIP insurers. I was in New York City just this past weekend, and while New York is much denser than our state, it is unbelievable how many of these scooters are out there. There would be no way that any insurance carrier would be able to quantify how they would pay PIP benefits to all of those people on scooters. It would be impossible. And ultimately, by doing that, premiums would be increased, directly affecting the consumers and the taxpayers of this state.
I think we heard from Ms. Holden that there's a legislation under consideration now that would require that there be insurance and there would be PIP benefits.
Right, and I think that speaks to actually what the court in Solorzano is saying. If they're not insured and they're not registered, then they would be treated like anybody else that had an uninsured vehicle. They wouldn't get PIP benefits. So they would get their benefits by what type of policy they would pay for. That, I think, speaks to that is the legislative intent as of now. If we register these types of vehicles, if we insure them, then you would be guaranteed insurance because it would be under your policy. It would not be, if you will, the wild, wild west where anybody on a scooter would now be entitled to PIP benefits.
Well, it wouldn't be anybody on a scooter. It would be somebody on a scooter who's living with a named insured member of the household, et cetera. It's not this wide brush that everybody who owns a scooter, whether you live with somebody who has insurance or not, is protected. That's not the case.
FICA would step in if they were uninsured.
What did you say?
If you're on a scooter and you don't have insurance of your own or in your household, then FLIGO would then be on the hook as an uninsured. So for the reasons that I've just stated, it is important to the NJDA. It's also important to the automobile industry today that if we expand the definition of pedestrian, this is in direct contradiction of what ACRA sought to do by limiting the cost of insurance.
Thank you, Counsel.
Thank you.
Mr. Lapiano, did you want brief rebuttal?
If I may. I just want to clarify a couple of things or a couple of arguments that were made. Under the Nunag case, the court found it was the nature and character of the vehicle, not whether the person was pedaling or using the motor at the time. And that's important, because when you look to the nature and character of the vehicle, that's what this new statute does. By giving a specific definition for a low-speed electric scooter, if you don't meet every requirement, you do not get the classification of a bicycle, or at least under this law. And that's important, because in Nunag, it was the nature, and that was the Supreme Court that said that. And that's how you look at the vehicle, and you have to look at it, you know, in context of the statute. That's issue number one, I just wanted to point out. Issue number two is this bill, and I have this in my reply to the amicus brief. The bill was introduced by two senators, okay? And I think it was November, I don't remember the exact date, but it was in November of 2023, okay? That bill is dead and gone.
Council,
never made it anywhere.
We won't consider
I just want to explain that.
Allow me, please. We won't consider a bill that has not been enacted. There's plenty of law on that. The question is, if the statute is unclear and if the legislative history is unclear, then should we wait for the legislature to enact whatever it is that it might enact?
Well, I respectfully submit, I'm not asking you to consider that bill at all. But the argument that's made that that bill shows that they never had an intention or, you know, to have it, that's wrong.
Not resonating.
What I do find important about the new bill is that the new bill is absolutely black when our bill is white. That bill says insurance, registration, driver's license, everything that would be a motorcycle. That's what that bill says, and it takes everything away from what the bill says now. And
let me reassure you, this court, there's ample law going back decades. We do not read from proposed legislation what the meaning of a statute that's in existence is. So you need not worry about that.
Okay. My last point. And it does come down to public policy. And it does come down to the intent of the original statute from 1972. I went from 1972 to 1998 to 1989 with Doral. The insurance industry, they were not paying for a bicyclist. This court said under Doral, you are going to.
So why were they not paying for bicyclists? Because we talked before about how the statute was not amended and the definition of pedestrian has been the same since 1972. And a person who's on a bike is not propelled by other than muscular power. A bike is only propelled by muscular power. So where in the statutory definition were the insurance companies finding support for the idea that a bike, someone riding a bike, is not a pedestrian?
You mean prior to Doral?
Correct.
That's a good question. And I don't have an answer for that. But
you
what
agree
I do
that
know
a bicycle,
is that they weren't paying for it.
But a bicycle falls within the plain language of the statute as a pedestrian. Someone riding a bicycle falls within the plain language of the statute as a pedestrian, correct?
Correct. No question about that. So when we come to this law and they have a specific definition of a low-speed electric scooter that can be driven on a trail, that can be driven on a sidewalk, such as unfortunately Mr. Goyko was doing when he was struck by a car, okay? That's why they say all laws, and I get it, there is the exception, except those provisions by which their very nature. But I don't think as you read the statute and you read the definitions and you go back to the definitional section, which doesn't even define bicycle, but what it does say, it says what a vehicle is not, or a motor vehicle specifically is not a low-speed electric scooter. When you take that and you marry all of that together and you look at this statute, please, I respectfully submit, for public policy, for my client, and for those injured, don't let that accept part, which arguably, I get it, it's ambiguous, but don't let it swallow up the whole statute when you have all this stuff, but the plain meaning of the statute says all statutes applicable to bicycles are applicable to low-speed electric scooters. and low-speed electric bicycles. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, counsel. Thank you to all counsel. Take the matter under advisement.